Welcome back to News Talk 98.7's Brogan Financial Studios, where Jim Brogan is coming to you live with important news and advice to help you achieve your dream retirement. Get ready to learn and live. Here's your host, Jim Brogan.
Welcome back. This is More Living with Jim Brogan, where it's all about living the best years of your life your way. This is News Talk 98.7 WOKI. You can catch us every Saturday, 9 a.m., and then again at 3 p.m. My next upcoming class is at the University of Tennessee, downtown Knoxville. Their adult education, financial survival for retirement is coming up on April the 26th and May the 3rd. I'd love to see you there. That's coming up here just in about, I guess, a week and a half. And you can go to financialsurvivalforretirement.com to find out more information. And that'll be two successive Tuesday evenings, 6:30 to 8:30. And I have seven key areas that we talk about. You can download a syllabus at that website, financialsurvivalforretirement.com, and you can click to register. Monday. Today is Saturday. Monday is tax day. The 15th was a holiday with Good Friday, so the tax day is the 18th this year. And, you know, most of us have either filed our taxes or will file our taxes. Some of you may be filing extensions, but the tax bill is due by Monday. But, you know, tax planning doesn't stop after tax day. Not at all. And really what we do every time this time of the year is really not tax planning. It's really tax preparation. You know, you're taking information that's already happened, that happened in 2021, and you're filing your taxes. You know, you can't undo anything that has happened. If you took a distribution from your IRA in 2021, you're gonna get a 1099. You got a 1099 on that, and you're gonna have to pay the tax. If you sold a stock and had a capital gain, there's nothing you can do to undo that. So tax planning is more looking forward. So tax preparation is looking in the rearview mirror. Tax planning is looking forward and saying, how can I save on my taxes in the long haul, both this year and next year and 10 years from now? So along those lines, where do you think income taxes are going? Are they going up? Are they going down? Are they going to stay the same? Well, under current law, they're going up. I mean, at the end of 2025, we revert back to the tax rates from the end of 2017. But, of course, those brackets are adjusted for cost of living. So we are going to get a tax increase if the law doesn't change. The question is, what else may happen in the future? You know, we now are pushing $30 trillion in debt. We've got unfunded liabilities for Social Security and Medicare and prescription drugs. And something's got to give a little bit. So I think taxes, you know, of all the things you could ask me to forecast economically over the next 10 years, the one I would feel most confident about is increasing income tax rates. So tax planning becomes even more important now. You know, most people think, well, when I retire, my taxable income will go down and my tax rate will go down. That's not necessarily true. You very well, once you're 72, your taxable income may be very well be just as high as it is now or even higher, because 72 is the age where you're forced to start taking distributions from your retirement accounts in most instances. And it's about a 4% per year distribution rate in those first few years. So you can kind of add up your retirement accounts and figure what that is. Now, by the way, you remember the Secure Act was passed a little over a couple of years ago. The Secure Act 2.0 looks like it's working its way through Congress and very well may be passed. And in Secure Act 2.0, it would raise, under the way it's currently drafted, it would raise the minimum distribution age, the RMD age, to 75 from 72. The Secure Act raised it from 70 and a half to 72. Whatever it is, there's this sweet spot with tax planning between the day that you retire and and what is currently 72 years old. And hopefully that'll go to 75, because that'll give you an even bigger sweet spot. Because when you don't have to take money out of your IRA, you can be more effective at controlling your income taxes. You know, where you go to draw income has a direct impact in retirement on your tax burden. You know, if I go down and I pull out $100 from the bank to buy something, that doesn't generate any income tax. I've already paid the tax on that money, so it doesn't generate a 1099 that's taxable. If I go down to my IRA and I take $100 out, I have to pay ordinary income tax on most, if not all of that, and I get a 1099 from that as such. If I sell a mutual fund, I'm going to have to pay tax on the gains. So you decide where to pull your income from and how that ends up getting taxed. Your Social Security strategy can have a big impact on your income taxes in the early years of retirement, because the less numbers that show up on the front of your 1040, the more effective you can be with tax planning. And if you're delaying Social Security, that is a tax planning strategy. Now, there's certainly a lot more involved with your Social Security election than just income taxes. I'm just saying the tax planning aspect of it is an opportunity for many of you listening today. And then how you take advantage of those low tax rates, if you're drawing income in a tax-efficient way in the early years of retirement, where a lot of that income is not showing up on your 1099, you know, you're not getting a 1099 and you don't have to put it on your tax form, then you can keep your, many people in the early years of retirement can keep their taxable income very low. Now, when we look at income tax rates, the reality is we're in a low tax environment. I mean, a married couple can have taxable income up to right around $340,000 and be taxed where the highest rate you're taxed at is 24%. That's a big number, you know, that you could have taxable income over $300,000 and still only be in a 24% marginal tax rate is a pretty big number. And to put that in perspective, the 25% tax bracket in 2026, when the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act expires, is going to kick in around a little over $80,000 of taxable income. Whereas right now, you can go all the way up to $340,000 roughly. I'm using round numbers here, but roughly $340,000, and you're only in a 24% bracket. So there's some real opportunities. Also, long-term capital gains. You know, the Congress has always given us incentives tax-wise to invest. And long-term capital gains is one of the greatest incentives we've ever gotten. Maybe that and Roth IRA is about as good as it gets. So we should be taking advantage of those opportunities. We should be looking at, does it make sense to do some Roth conversion in that sweet spot between retirement and age 72 or 75 if the law raises it to 75? You know, with a Roth conversion, as an example, if you take $50,000 in your IRA and you convert it to a Roth, you pay tax on that $50,000 conversion as ordinary income. But if that's in a 12 or 22 or 24% tax bracket, that may not be a bad thing. If you look down the road, what will your taxable income be when you're in your mid-70s and you have to take almost 4% from your IRAs and be taxable on it? And where are tax rates going to be when you're in your mid-70s? Now, there is an upfront tax cost with a Roth conversion, so you always have to look at, can you afford to pay the tax cost? Because the biggest concern, the number one risk to most retirees is seeing some big hits to your investment base in your first 5 to 10 years of retirement, which that could be from market decline, it could be from healthcare costs, it could be from big tax bills. So if you do Roth conversion, you're incurring a tax bill. And that means your investment base is going down more in the early years of retirement than it would if you did not do the Roth conversion. So it's very critical to project future income to make sure, can you afford to do that? And be very prudent and measured and calculated in those decisions. That's what tax planning is. And same thing, are you investing now to be able to take advantage of long-term capital gains later? You know, to get a long-term capital gain, you have to own the holding for more than 1 year. So 1 year and 1 day or more. Well, if you don't have any you don't get long-term gains, capital gains tax treatment inside your retirement accounts. Everything coming out of an IRA is subject to as ordinary income tax. So do you have non-IRA investments that are invested in a way to take advantage of long-term capital gains rates 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now? So I think, you know, when we look at the next 10 years, I think it's probably going to be a choppy decade in the markets. You know, the reality is U.S. stocks are very expensive today. That doesn't mean they can't go higher, but they are very expensive. Bonds are also very expensive because interest rates are low. And the bonds are starting to come down because rates are going up. Rates and bonds move rates and bond values move in an opposite direction. So when we look at the fact that both bonds and stocks are very expensive today, that alone would tend to suggest that the next 10 years will be somewhat choppy and not robust. 10, 11% per year is probably not a reasonable expectation. It may happen, but it's probably not a reasonable expectation. But remember, it's not how much you make, it's how much you get to keep. So if you can, over the next 10 years, create more structure to your tax plan and reduce those income taxes, and even look at the possibility of paying a little now instead of a lot later, you can boost your after-tax return to help offset what may be a choppy market in the next 10 years. Tax planning is one of the core things we talk about at my class, Financial Survival for Retirement, which is, I'm the teacher. It's at the University of Tennessee through their adult education. It's on April the 26th and May the 3rd. Those are two successive Tuesday evenings coming up here in a week and a half. 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. There's free parking catty-cornered. I think that's the Walnut Street Garage. But you can go to financialsurvivalforretirement.com to download a syllabus. You can also call the University of Tennessee at 974-0150. That's 974-0150. I would love to see you there.